Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
Don't be anxious about anything. Now, that doesn't mean you don't experience the emotion of anxiety, but it means you don't live there. You don't learn to live with this, I don't know what's going to happen, and I'm fearful about it, and I got to fix it. I got to do something. Oh, God. Paul had learned a lot of things, and one of the things he learned was that's not how God wants us to live. He wants us to live with a sense that in every situation, we can go to him. Prayer is just the general communication with him. We need to talk to him and listen. Supplication is, now I'm asking for something specific. There's a particular need, and I need help. I need him to tell me what to do and give me strength or give me whatever. I need to learn what his purpose in this is. Is it fix the situation or give me strength to go through or whatever? Lord, it's in your hands. I need a word from you. I need you to help me. But then he has to throw this in there. Do all that with thanksgiving. You mean I got to thank him for all this? He let that happen and I've got to be thankful about it? You got to be kidding me. But do you see where the new attitude needs to come in? If we are looking at things from a human point of view, we're going to go through our lives miserable. We're going to go through our lives constantly complaining to God, why did you do this? Why did you do that? God knows why. And I'll tell you, we're going to get on the other side of that thing and be able to look back if we got any understanding at all and say, oh, now I get it. I see that where that thing was in control of my life and you loved me enough to do something about it, even though it was difficult. Thank you, Lord. But wouldn't it be good to have enough faith that has to come from him, remember, to have enough faith to be able to say, thank you, Lord, in the middle of it. In other words, there comes a point where we come to him, we pray, we ask about the situation, and then we hand it off to him. Then I'm not sitting there worrying about it. You know, you've probably heard many times the story about the bishop, I think it was in this particular story, who was just, he was up in the middle of the night, early morning hours, just wrestling. There was a need, there was a problem, there was a situation, and he's struggling. What am I going to do? Oh, God, how is this going to work out? And finally, somehow, the Lord spoke to him and said, listen, you go on to bed and get some rest. I'll sit up the rest of the night and worry. Well, if we would learn that we can literally hand off these things to the Lord, and he really does take them, even though we don't have the emotion that goes with it, or we don't see something, life is a lot easier. So there's a thankfulness that I can hand this off to you. You know, my dad used to have an illustration that he would use. He would talk about, he'd talk about salvation, or he'd talk about something like this, and said, here I am, I'm struggling, the weight of this thing is on me, what am I do about it? And the Lord says, hand it over to me, and I will bear the burden, and I'll handle it. Now look at my situation. That's changed a bit, hasn't it? It's just such a simple illustration. We don't do that. We say, Lord, let me tell you about it, but I'm going to keep worrying. That's how we do it most of the time. But what Paul wants us to do is the same thing that Peter says later, I believe, casting your burden, committing your burden, casting your burden upon him, for he cares. I forget, there's so many different scriptures that say the same thing. But, oh, God wants us to do it, but he wants us to do it with a thanksgiving. I wonder how many times we can pray, and what the Lord wants us to be able to do is not just to have a thankful heart about the circumstance and how it's working out, but, Lord, I thank you for the answer, and the ball's in your court, and I'm just going to rest. I'm going to have a peace in my spirit. I'm going to thank you. Because I know you got this, I know you love me. I'm not going to allow myself to doubt it because of what I see and what I feel. I am not married to my way of thinking and my emotions and my expectations. Now, there isn't a person here who has overcome in this area completely. Again, starting with me. But I believe the Lord wants us to be afresh in our mind, wants to be fresh in our mind so that we can understand what He wants for us. He loves us so much. So do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving. Oh, don't forget, He always said, rejoice always. So in the middle of this, I'm rejoicing because I know God's got this. I know I can trust Him with it. But I'm also thanking Him. Thank you, Lord, for this circumstance. Wait, what? Thank you that this happened. Thank you because I know you know what I need, Lord. Thank you for doing this and for allowing this challenge in my life. I consider it pure joy. Oh, James, you stay out of this. Consider it pure joy when you experience all these different kinds of situations. And God, help us and help me. But what a promise it follows this. And the peace of God. The peace of God. Think about that. You think God's worried? Do you think that there's a single circumstance where he says, oh God, how am I going to work? Well, how am I going to work this out? Here, I'm God. I'm supposed to be in charge of everything. I don't know what to do. He is at perfect peace. Everything He has ever purposed is so perfectly being planned out and worked out. Oh, if we could just let ourselves trust Him and understand He knows what I need. When He allows something that is challenging, He does it because it's meeting a need. Thank God. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. I need a guard. I need some peace that says, wait a minute, devil, it doesn't matter what happens or how you want me to, how I've felt about this in the past. God's peace is with me. He has got this. I'm trusting in Him. I'm actively trusting in Him. Faith is not just some theory that I learn in Sunday school. This is a day by day, moment by moment trust where it goes beyond doing the right thing. It goes to the point of rejoicing and praising God and trusting in Him. And of course, everybody knows what Paul went through when he got to a point where he thought he needed to get rid of a problem, and God said, no, I sent the problem because I know you had a need, and I know you were leaning on your own strength, and you need to learn how to lean on mine. And Paul said, oh, you're right. Thank you, Lord. And he said he gloried. He was excited about his own weaknesses and need. How many people here are excited that you're weak? We have a little bit to learn, don't we? Thank you, Lord, that you have reminded me that I'm weak and I don't have what it takes to serve you. But Lord, that causes me to look up and say, but you have everything that I need. You provided it at the cross. When you came out of that tomb, you came out with God's life so that you were able to share that with me. And because you shared it with me, I can begin to be a different person. And you can lift my eyes from this world to the one that is coming, the one that we're experiencing it now. It's not just pie in the sky by and by. He's got some mighty good pie right now. We can enjoy Him. We can enjoy the process if we're willing. I don't want to be one of those that fights Him and fusses and just self-pity and all of those kinds of things and just, when is this going to be over? Why can't I feel God? Why? And on and on and on we go. I tell you, the Lord has so much for us and He is so real. But do you see where it's not just a new life, a new heart, but it's got to be a new way of looking at stuff that causes us to choose that I can rejoice. I'm not just putting this on. This is not an act we put on. This is, Lord, I choose. Sometimes I'm going to rejoice through my tears. But I'm going to say, thank you, Lord. I'm going to choose to say thank you. If you want to give me the emotion to go with it, praise God. If you don't, I'm not dependent on that. I'm not dependent on what I see and what I feel. I'm going to trust you, Lord. I just worship the Lord today. I praise him. I think that's probably all I have. I didn't have anything at all last night until on up in the evening. But anybody need this? This touch a nerve in everybody's heart and everybody's life? Yeah. God wants you to rejoice. Everybody here is facing something. And maybe like Joel said, a bunch of somethings. But we've got a God who's faithful. And if it's a word we need, he knows how to speak that word in season. He knows how to breathe life if we're really looking to him. But while I'm looking to him, I want to have that thankful heart that says, Lord, I know what you're doing. I get it. I don't always feel it. I don't always see it. But I trust you. That's what he's looking for. And that only comes from the heart. See, we can go through the outward motions and not really have this. This is what he's building. Every willing heart, he will come in and fill, and he will change the way you look at your life and the way you look at the world and the way you look at everything and give you the power to say, Lord, thank you. You do what you need to do your way and in your time, and I'm going to praise you. I'm going to choose to rejoice. I'm going to do what Paul said. If Paul can say it, I can too. If Paul was looking not at the things which are seen, but the things which are unseen, because they're the ones that are eternal, God, that same God that enabled Paul to do that can help me. And I'm willing and I trust him. It's a simple truth, isn't it? Is there anybody here who doesn't need a new attitude? I don't see any hands, and I certainly am not going to lift mine. But we've got somebody who's able to help us. He gives us divine strength and divine grace to be able to do everything he says in here. You know, I remember the message the Lord gave me so many years ago about commands and promises. Every command that God gives us is really a promise because he knows we can't. So what he's saying is, here's what I want you to do, and don't worry, I'll be with you to help you do it. Thank God we don't live under a bunch of laws that we can't keep. Every instruction, every word of encouragement he gives us is saying, this is what he's saying is, I'll be with you to do this. You be willing and you trust me and you yield to me, and this is going to happen in your life because I'm here to help you do it. So are we willing? That's what it really comes down to. And I'll tell you, we've got a God who's going to take us all the way home. But I want to be thankful and enjoy I want to enjoy the ride. And not fuss at him so much. I want to do what he says, rejoice evermore. Count it all joy, or consider it pure joy, depending on the translation. Because we have every reason to rejoice, don't we? Is any of this going to matter? Is anything that you and I are experiencing right now going to matter at all where we're going? No, it doesn't. We need to be able to see past it and say, thank you, Lord. Praise God.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.